morning. It's 6:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And as soon as I can get the proper equipment powered on, you'll be listening to Celtic Dawn.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
So it is 6:02 and a wee bit nippy out there. It has not yet reached 20 degrees. So make sure if you have to go out today that you bundle up, keep your scarf, hat, and gloves on, and make sure you're well supplied with chapstick and or lip balm. And we'll start off with a fine Irish-American lass who is going to be at the City Winery in February here in Boston.
When the fog down from the away across the glen, then the rain will soon be over and the sun will shine again on the road on through to Glen's Hills and the hills along the log. Follow me home. Swallows dance upon the heather, finding food for their young, and the sheep on the road, on through to Glen's Hills there was a time when all that was known of our skies was danger and divine. A small boy stands, face pressed to the glass. He understands the need to define changing shapes, the chaos and calm. The shadows cast as winds collide tries to explain with words not yet written. Put name to face the need to define. Something fleeting, assigning words to speak aloud, to give the abstract world a meaning, become the namer of clouds. Is there strength in making a mark, sculpting clay and shaping the stones? This human need to name the sublime, childish desire to bring the sky close, to give a name something fleeting, assigning words to speak aloud, to give the abstract world a meaning, become the namer of clouds. How did we so bold, seize the heavens, claim control? We are always steps away from our flaws and feet of clay. How did we become so bold, seize the heavens, claim control? We
It's 6:20. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was some of our new music. That's Emmeline Stamm and Filippo Gambetta doing the Valzer a Tavolino from their album Shorelines, just recently released by our wonderful Canadian neighbor to the north, Borealis Records. And by the way, if you follow along with the playlist or check out Spinatron, there are links where you can get some of this fine music if you'd like to hear more. Prior to that was Kitty McFarlane with the title track from her album, Namer of Clouds. Before that, we heard two from Cherish the Ladies. Excuse me, I'm still recovering from a cold here. No prizes for recognizing reels there. That was Patty Mills, Fancy, The Eel in the Sink, and Johnny Henry's. And we started off with a song, Glen Tees, with Kate Purcell. Usually Joni Madden, who's the head of Cherish the Ladies, has a vocalist with her, but on this album she used various talent, and as we mentioned at the top of the hour, she is going to be here in February at the City Winery. I have no details yet on if she's going to have any vocalists accompanying her, or even all the folks who were on this album, since one of the fine folks who helped out the quartet is a lady who makes her home in Ireland normally, but all will be revealed, I'm sure, at a later date. In the meantime, on for more music.
Thank you. Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Clone on our
Morning. It's 6:47. Still on a not yet light Monday morning. We've probably got at least another month to go. And for all you folks who have been missing the snow, apparently we're going to get hit this weekend. Though ideas vary. When I listened to a weather report last evening, it was Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. When I later checked another weather station, they said Sunday is the more likely snow day. At any rate, we can probably thank good old General Winter, as well as the excellent play of the Pats, for them gliding into the AFC divisional race, because they thoroughly demolished the Chargers. And for all of the, oh, they're not good enough, they don't have a good enough secondary, Tom Brady's too old, this, that, and the other thing, they showed that they can still win very handily when things are on the line. And one has to wonder if can Kansas City is thinking the same things, wondering if Indianapolis, who had to not play in a dome, was undone by the snow. One can certainly think so. Adam Vinatieri, used to be known as Mr. Automatic, actually missed 4 points, though the Colts lost by more than that, so you can't pin it on him. Anyway, what did we hear? That was Lorcan MacMathuno with an album that he put out in 2015 called The Arrows That Murder Sleep. And a lot of it centers on Celtic. One hesitates to say legends, but Celtic history that is sometimes difficult to corroborate. But A Gray Eye has to do with the fact that Columkia, sometimes rendered as Columba, a monk descended from the ruling family of the Northern Inail, accepted banishment from Ireland in reparation for his part in the Battle of Cooldrumna. He set sail for the Scottish island of Iona and swore he would never set foot or sight on his homeland again. As he approached Iona, it is said that he uttered these words, "There is a gray eye that glances back upon Erin. Never again will it see the men or women of Erin." And Lorcan notes that in Garton County, Donegal, there is a rock reputed to be his birthstone. And on this rock, emigrants of Donegal on their way to the Keys of Derry, this is all in Northern Ireland, would spend a night so that their journey would have his blessings and would end in happiness. And that the final sort of minute of the track finishes with Martin Tourish's version of the traditional Scottish Jacobite air, "Come Ye by Athol." So, not traditional music by any means, but yet at the same time, really harking back to some of the oldest material we have on Ireland. Before that, we heard Rachel McShane and the Cartographers doing Plowman's Lads from her album When All Is Still. And we started off with three pieces from the Hutt people, who, amazingly enough, are just two guys, Sam on accordion and Gary on everything else, and whoever they can wrangle. I don't ordinarily read the tracks, but here's we heard Brighton Camp, which is based on a traditional tune. Then the intervening piece, which started off with all of that strange percussion called Fanta, was written by them. It says, create rhythm with metal percussion. Arrange and play in cupboard at Costa del Folk in Portugal. Remember part with mnemonic phrase, including soft drink name. Classic Hutt tune writing. And they started off with something called The Maid's Stomach, which is their set for The Maid Behind the Bar and The Stomach Steinway Man by Ian Lothian. It is 6:54. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This fellow was in town this fall, and we would invite you, if you are interested in the best of contemporary or traditional Irish music along with other music, you check out what's on site at the back room of the Burren. Wednesdays are a great day to catch wonderful musicians passing through. Thank you.
Thanks very much, everybody.
I have come to say goodbye, Dolly Gray. It's no use to ask me why, Dolly Gray. There's a murmur in the air, you can hear it everywhere. It is time to do and dare, Dolly Gray. Don't you hear the march of feet, Dolly Gray? Sounding through the village street, Dolly Gray. 'Tis the sound of soldiers' feet in their uniform so neat. So goodbye until we meet, Dolly Gray. Goodbye, Dolly, I must leave you. Though it breaks my heart to go, something tells me I am needed at the front to fight the foe. See the soldiers.